Okay, here we are, Matthew Russell Lee, Inner City Press, here at the Southern District of New York Courthouse. Today, Thursday, March 7th, 2024. Now, this could be the day of a verdict in the Honduras trial, so we're going to begin with that one. After the trial of former President Juan Orlando Hernandez, yesterday there were the closing arguments. His second lawyer tried to pick holes in the government's case, saying there's no video, no audio. He came up to the U.S., he met with Obama, Biden, Trump, John Kelly. The U.S. said that's all a front. He was basically just extraditing his enemies and making massive money off massive drug deals using machine guns. And so today, possible verdict, and I've been working on a book about it, so if the pass is any guide, we'll move pretty fast if and when the verdict comes. Now, we're leading up to the Trump docket, as always, but first we'll go with Menendez and then Santos. Menendez, after one of his co-defendants pled, possible cooperator, and a superseding indictment was filed, now through Weil Hanna's lawyer, joining in it, he wants a delay. The trial was supposedly set for May 6th. He says he needs more time with the superseder. So he's asked for a conference, and that's something that we'll cover. Across the river in EDNY, kind of a funny one, they've indicted a guy down in El Paso. He's going to be sent up to EDNY to face these charges for actually tricking the trickster, for trying to defraud Santos. Supposedly this man contacted Santos and said for a payment of cash, he could make all the charges and evidence go away. So he's been indicted, so he'll be coming out. The Trump business, at least here as to SDNY, is that still no ruling on Trump's request to stay the $83.3 million judgment. And so there was another filing yesterday by Lena Haba asking for an administrative stay. So till 3 days after there's a ruling, we'll see. Still no ruling on that either, but we are on alert. Now we're going to do the UN, all I can say is totally corrupt, hasn't answered charges against it, failing on all fronts, including Haiti most recently. There, ask yourself, as you consider Haiti, that the UN brought cholera to the island, never paid a penny to anyone, has been thrown out repeatedly because they don't do anything to help anyone. And yet they're still being asked questions about what they think of Mr. Henri. But in the world of finance, New York Community Bank, a rogue bank that we've criticized them for some time, they were allowed to buy failing Signature Bank, and now they themselves seem to be failing. Not for me to say. Those are verboten words, bank failure, but their stock is way down. Well, Steve Mnuchin has stepped in with $1 billion, and he's imposed as the new CEO a man named Joseph Otting, who led an attack on the Community Reinvestment Act, and maybe even more significantly, when he used to head a bank on the West Coast, he scammed the system. He sent in a bunch of fake comments supporting his merger. So this is something, and we're all over it. Inner City Press, we will not stop. To be continued. Oh, en español, el juicio de Juan Orlando hoy puede ser el día terminus. El jurado tiene el caso. Antes, en el caso de Giovanni Fuentes Ramírez, era menos de un día. Hoy, quizás más complejo, dice la defensa que no hay pruebas, no hay video, no hay audio, pero hay otras cosas. El gobierno dice que él solamente atacó los narcotraficantes que eran enemigos y ayudó a sus amigos y ganó mucho dinero poniendo la droga en los narices del gringo. Okay, el libro casi está. To be continued. A continuación.